Let's look at C, and then we'll put them together. The C complex, not ascorbic acid. Oh, wait a minute. Someone will say, yeah, but what about all the studies on ascorbic acid? Well, Lee would have insisted, as he did, that you were simply looking at studies on an acid. The fact that it was ascorbic acid was less important than the fact that it was an acid, and that you were acidifying a sick, alkaline patient, and that the benefit from 10, 20 grams of ascorbic acid was much like having 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar in a glass of water several times a day, the effect of acidifying. Again, I'll refer you back to D.C. Jarvis's book, Vermont Folk Medicine, a good quick read and marvelous insight. And so Lee said it's not just ascorbic acid. As Albert Svendgaardge himself admitted in 1939 in his book, Oxidation and Reduction Processes, he said it isn't just ascorbic acid. The vitamin C complex includes ascorbic acid and the bioflavonoids and other stuff that we don't even know yet. And so Lee was wrongly accused of saying ascorbic acid isn't C. He said it's not the whole picture. So here's what he did. When I first looked at the formula, I thought, well, what is he doing? Bone PMG? Well, what is bone? There are only 4 tissue types. It's connective tissue. And the vitamin C complex is intimately involved in formation and maintenance of all connective tissue. So the connective tissue protomorphogen is part of cataplex C. So already, when the poor patient launches off to the health food store to get a natural C complex, they're missing the boat. What they're not going to get is the protomorphogen that supports the very thing that the C complex needs to do. That isn't found anywhere else. Desiccated adrenal, one of the highest tissue contents of the C complex as measured by ascorbic acid, is in adrenal tissue. Buckwheat leaf juice and seed, the richest source of the bioflavonoid portion of the C complex. Nutritional yeast, again, the ashes of Lee, by now, it'll be out soon. Alfalfa meal, a tremendous source of lots of the unknown factors. You'll find him using alfalfa meal in all kinds of products just because. Mushroom powder, again, known for its rich concentration of the C complex. Ascorbic acid, now, this is as measured by assay. So here's the problem. The patient says, or you tell the patient, you need the C complex. They look on the label and they see that each tablet has 5.3 milligrams of ascorbic acid. What do they think? There's nothing in here. What a rip-off, you quack. 500 or 1,000 milligrams. Yeah, so they're going to take 500 milligrams, which now, as we know from last year, Nature magazine has demonstrated to cause genetic damage to markers on the DNA strand, taking just 500 milligrams of ascorbic acid per day. Oops, sorry, Linus. We're not as smart as we think we are. So it's a matter of explaining to them that's not the full C complex. What you have done, and you can use the watch analogy, you've allowed them to strip it down and hand you the mainspring and say, this will keep pretty good time. It just isn't going to work by itself. Echinacea root. Now, we'll look at Echinacea C by itself. But Echinacea is in the news, and now there is a discrete product, Echinacea C. But Lee had been using Echinacea for decades. It was always part of the product. Echinacea known, as we'll see, to support and boost the immune system, both in phagocytosis and in the building of leukocytes. Carrot powder, for part of the A complex to work synergistically with C. And calcium lactate. If I'm going to support the immune system, I better provide the gas on which it operates, and that's readily available ionized calcium. Remember, when we undergo pino and phagocytosis, how is it that those cells move? They send out little spindles, right? If you watch them, they send out little spindles and actually push their structure. They put out little mineral-based, calcium-based spindles that push the cell wall that way. That's how they get their movement. Those cells that are deficient in calcium can't do it very well. And other stuff. Now, show that to the patient and say, well, you can get like, you know, a bucket full of ascorbic acid. Or why don't you eat? Why don't you feed the body those things that allow it to utilize all of this? Again, the difference. If I superconcentrate a fragment of the complex, I have to take massive quantities to produce a physiologic change, because that isn't how it's naturally found. And then the change I get is pharmacologic. That may be justified short-term for an acute case. That's your clinical call. But you're not feeding that patient. Never, ever make the mistake of thinking that when you give them ascorbic acid, you're feeding them the C-complex. You are not. Inflammation, need for copper. Copper metabolism involves adequate C-complex. A deficiency in one can affect the other, either way. Immune insufficiency, obviously. A and C are part of that fuel process. Adrenal dysfunction. A lack of C will lead to certainly scurvy, but adrenals go. The adrenals go under a wide variety of deficiencies. Water retention, delayed healing, reduced healing rate. 3 tablets 3 times per day initially in the acute phase. Have the patients chew them. They're not totally unpleasant. Are the supplements better absorbed if chewed?
Most of them.
I don't care. They taste like crap. I'm not doing it.
There.
Yeah. Zypan is a great breath mint. And you know, Colacol is wonderful after dinner mint too. They're all better absorbed if you chew them, obviously, in the main. But you know, are patients really going to do that?
No.
Will they tell us? Will they? Yeah, even we won't. Will they tell us they will?
Sure.
Oh, yes, doctor. Whatever you say, doctor. Uh-huh. No way. Yes, doctor. Uh-huh. No way. Uh-huh. Yeah, no way. They get whiplash trying to speak out of both sides of their head. I advise them when they're very sick that these will be better absorbed if you chew them, swish them around in your mouth, and go, mm-mm-mm, good. Can I have some more? You sure I can take only 12? They're so yummy. But I know they probably won't, so I tell them it will be better. If not, just be honest with me. It doesn't matter. Just tell me the truth. If you won't do this, tell me, and I may have to increase the dose and spread out how you take it. But surely, in the case of C, it'll be better if they'll chew it. That's one that they probably will.